93.7, the River that goes Skinner, Dog and Joe show on a Monday, Sweet Home, Alabama. This is fantastic news. It says here, people have evolved into thinking sex is disgusting. People no longer want sex because it's gross. Before that, and we share the details, Dana, do most women think guys are gross?
Oh, for crying out loud. The way you should have asked that is, Dana, do most women think dog is gross?
And the answer to that is yes.
Yeah.
I could have answered that one,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, thank you. Seriously, though, Dana, is there talk, like, around the purse section of the department stores?
Totally where we hang out, yeah.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. Where the chicks hang out, like, at the shoe aisle or the vacuum cleaner section.
Mm-hmm.
Is there talk amongst the women about guys?
Love our vacuums.
Do they have vacuum sections in stores anymore?
Oh, yeah.
They should.
They do.
Is there talk, though, amongst the chicks, Dana, about guys being just dirty, sloppy, sex-starved pigs, or is it just certain women? Do you know any, like, man-haters out there?
I think maybe it's certain women. I don't know. I mean, I think when a guy does something gross, yeah, we'll tell our friends about it, but it's not like we always talk about, oh, he's, like, men in general are gross.
Okay, because, see, as you get older, and I've been married a long time, and my wife has friends, and I know, and she'll share stuff that some of the friends say, a lot of times I'll hear the common thread is guys are just gross.
And, in general, yeah.
I mean, we do things that probably most girls wouldn't do.
Yeah, but is the common thought that guys are just always going to be guys and they're always going to be dirty? Or in your generation, Danny, because you're only 28,
mm-hmm.
Do women still find a need for a good-looking guy or a need for security or a breadwinner? Or has your generation also just given up on guys? Because it seems like the Gen Xers, my generation, I think more women than not think guys are just sex-starved pigs, and all they want to do is set their club down at the end of the night, eat their steak, drag the wife in or the woman in by the hair, and just do unspeakables, and then go to bed.
And watch. Do you find that's in your circle? Because the women I hang out with that are Gen Xers don't seem to feel that way in my circle.
Okay, well, maybe my circle's different. Maybe there's all these different circles.
Yeah.
I think the millennial circle is a little different, and I think maybe that has to do with men being more into beard oil and man buns and
a little
beer,
bit tighter pants, things of that nature.
Yeah, so, and being a little more put together and stuff like that.
So this article talks about the evolution of people being disgusted with sex, maybe because my generation, I'm sorry, Joe, not our generation, but my generation.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Maybe because the young hipster millennials saw the women waning, and they saw that the guys in Gen X were a little disgusting, mm-hmm. Maybe were the ones that pushed these kids into the skinny jeans and the beard oil.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
I'll take credit for that.
Well, am
I
the one that take credit for it?
I will, yeah. You want to hang out with your crocheted hat on, your Coldplay shirts, and your drink your Pabst Blue Ribbon down at the hipster bar and wear your skinny jeans you can't even breathe in? I'll take responsibility for doing that and forcing those kids into doing that because I don't do it. And if that's what I created, then good. Get off my planet.
I think you should take responsibility for getting them out of that scene. Why don't you be some good?
Yeah, you made men step up and not be dirty pigs.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's my point, Dana. See? Even though I am one, I help fix them and make them better.
You did. Look
when you
at
say
you.
It that way, Dana, it sounds as if he's done something honorable.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I think sometimes we have to make him feel good about himself, you know?
Okay. All right. Hey, Dana. I'll go along that road with you.
It worked, Dana.
That is a narrow trail to walk, but
it
I
is.
Think I can do it if I follow your footsteps.
Researchers, they surveyed more than 2,500 people, okay, and they gave them 74 potential revolting scenarios, okay? They asked them all this stuff.
Revolting scenarios.
Yes.
That
yes.
sounds awesome.
They gave them revolting scenarios. They talked about obvious infections. They made these people listen to sneezes.
Oh.
They made people listen and smell bodily functions.
Oh, come
oh, now.
No. And then they asked them, on a scale of whatever, how disgusted are you? From no disgust all the way up to extreme disgust, and they put everything down. They put their answers down. They had six categories of disgust.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
And they had atypical appearance, lesions, sex, hygiene, food, and animals. Infected wounds were the most disgusting scenario overall.
No kidding.
Followed by the violation of hygiene norms like bad body odor, bad dental hygiene, bad appearance, unkept hair, unshaven.
Hawking loogies,
that's on the list. And then scientists
if you're sick, you can do that.
Oh yeah.
If you're sick, does that decrease it, Dana? If the guy's all phlegmy and snotty and he's got like a sinus cold, can you hock a loogie then? That's really the only way to clear it.
I think the only time I forgive it is if I am given warning, like, hey, I'm about to do this.
See,
so I can
forget,
leave the room.
I know Dana's a woman, but I sometimes forget that she's here, and I can get going in the morning, and, you know, I've had a cold, I still have it, and I have to expel that stuff. And sometimes I don't think about Dana.
God.
I think most people that have a little bit of snot or congestion in the morning,
yeah.
I mean, I find myself doing that.
Yeah, and Dana's over there eating this pretty little bowl of kale, and I'm over there going, you know, and I'm doing this.
That's exactly the sound he makes.
And I know Dana doesn't like it, and I don't do it to gross her out. I try to be on my best behavior, but sometimes I forget, and I know it's probably hard for Dana to work with two chimpanzees.
It is.
Our apologies.
Mm-hmm. Very sorry, Dana.
Scientists have long recognized disgust as an emotion that evolved to help us avoid infection, and what they call this is parasite avoidance theory. New research says it's also structured around our social norms. So, for example, rotting food can lead to disease.
Mm-hmm.
So when people hear about rotting food, they're like, ooh, ick.
Mm-hmm.
If they see someone with snot dripping out of their nose, they're like, ooh, ick.
That's why diseased humans sometimes can smell like rotting food. You get gangrenous or something like that. Ugh. It smells like old cheese.
And it changes your profile.
You kind of an idea something's going wrong.
Well, the same thing has happened over all these years, meaning promiscuous sex can put you at risk for sexual infection. So now, as we evolve as humans, according to this study, people are having less and less sex because it's grossing them out, and it's a defense against disease mechanism. So people are going to have less sex if the other people are grossed out by the thought of an STD. When you look at this, it makes like a lot of sense. But then I want you to think about this. If you don't have sex, you can't procreate. You don't procreate, we die. Have the millennials become so dumb and lazy and lethargic that they'd rather not continue on progressing and evolving? Well, they're just going to get cootie bugged out and grossed out, and they're going to stop
that.
Boning?
I think it's they don't want to bone with diseased people.
That's
and you
where
don't
I would
know,
go with
because,
it.
Because, like, think of Tinder. You know, you don't know anything about these people. You're just going on their looks. And I think that, you know, the culture is very sexualized. It's, you know, all about hooking up. And maybe this is a backlash against that.
Oh, because there's so little face-to-face human contact.
And I think maybe, you know, all these random hookups and all these Tinder hookups, people are starting to get diseases, or they're coming in contact with people with diseases.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of icked out, and they're like, okay, we're going to take a step back.
Well, the fact of the matter is, dating is not dating anymore. Dating is meeting people and then having sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
all it is. So I don't know if the millennials are so grossed out by the act of sex. I think what they're grossed out about is the fact that they'll have sex with any single person that tells them they look pretty or smells nice.
Yeah.
You look pretty. Great. My pants are off.
Okay. My Tinder profile. I'm really, really clean. I don't have gangrene or gonorrhea, and I don't have snot running out of my nose. Will you date me? Oh, yeah. You sound hot.
We don't even need to have dinner. Just come on over. Let's have sex.
Yeah. I just found that crazy. People are stopping sex because they're scared of getting sick.
Yeah. Weird.
It's crazy. Coming back, we got to talk about this too. Vince Vaughn, the celebrity, he got in a little trouble over the weekend. We'll share that with you. Hold on.